jobs versus the environment. The debate is changing. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham. While the environmental movement is talking about revitalizing the economy with jobs and alternative energy such as solar, wind, and biofuels, an old argument is resurfacing. It goes something like this. The economy is a mess. We need jobs. So we should worry less about the environment right now in order to create more jobs. That argument will escalate in the coming months as Congress begins to debate a carbon cap and trade program that will gradually make fossil fuels more expensive to burn. That will cost oil refineries, coal-burning power plants, and manufacturers that use a lot of power from those sources. At the same time, it will make solar and wind more attractive. Environmental activists such as the Environmental Defense Fund's Tony Krendler says they expect some in the corporate world to keep arguing carbon cap and trade will kill jobs.
You're always going to have defenders of the status quo claiming that it's going to be economic ruin.
But some business leaders see the green energy sector as the only likely growth sector in the economy, and they say carbon cap and trade will help encourage investment in it. Well, because the economy is in the pits, the National Garden Association and others are finding a lot more people are interested in growing their own food this year. Kyle Norris has been looking into this. Kyle, what have you learned?
Seed companies are telling newspapers that sales are up anywhere from 5 to 80% from last year, so that's a lot. More people are planning to grow their own food this year. And there's a couple of reasons for this, right? First of all, growing your own food, that's way cheaper than buying it in a store. Second is food safety. You and I talk about this a lot, that peanut butter scare. You grow your own food, you know where it comes from, and you know what went into growing it. Finally, a lot of people say this, that growing something from this little seed into something you can eat for dinner, well, it feels pretty cool.
A little dirt therapy, huh?
Yep.
All right, thanks, Kyle.
You're welcome.
This is the Environment Report. Speaking of gardening, there have been some studies about how gardening or just enjoying nature in general can reduce stress. Well, a new study published in the journal Psychological Science shows a walk in nature can also help you focus better, improve your memory and attention. I asked Mark Berman if he was up for a walk. He's one of the researchers at the University of Michigan who worked on the study.
In our study, we found that just a 50-minute walk produced about a 20% improvement. In the second experiment in our study, we had people just looking at pictures of nature for 10 minutes, and it had similar benefits. Now, we're not sure if actually going out in nature has effects that last longer. We kind of think it may, but at least in the short term, just a very modest interaction, about 10 or 15 minutes, has benefits.
Would just a regular walk in any landscape help?
You want to make sure that you're in an environment where you can kind of mind wander. So if you're walking in a really busy urban environment where you have to be careful that you don't get hit by a car, you're going to be using that directed kind of attention, the very attention that we're trying to get you to rest.
What would you recommend to employers?
I would recommend that they allow their employees to get out in nature, at least for 20 minutes or something like that, to kind of walk around and sort of defocus is kind of what's happening here. There's been research that's shown that just having a window to outside can be very beneficial, but a lot of people, unfortunately, don't have that luxury. They're in a cubicle kind of environment. So even having some plants in your office or hanging up some pictures of nature and changing the picture so it's not the same picture over and over again, that would have some beneficial effects to you.
Berman says you don't even have to enjoy the walk. Even a walk in nature on a freezing cold day will help you focus better when you get back to work. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.
Support comes from the Park Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can hear this report and get more information at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.